Welcome along to Dublin Arsenal Review Show. I'm your host, Jonathan Giles. On the show tonight, Monday, February 2nd, of course, transfer deadline day, I'm joined by David Sims and by Leeds fan Mick Farmer. And also the return of the Mac, we'll call it this week, Carl Ozzie Osborne, back since Kai Havertz is back to review our 4-0 away victory at Elland Road on Saturday afternoon. Arsenal versus Chelsea in the Carabao Cup semi-final second leg will be live on ITV and Sky Sports main event. So come join us in the River Bar, One Bourke Quay, this Tuesday evening, February 3rd. Kickoff is at 8 p.m. The Dublin Arsenal Supporters Club are doing a special Stanley Arsenal giveaway on Valentine's weekend. Competition will run in the FA Cup week of the weekend Athletic fixture. More info on our social channels. All thanks to Mr. Editor himself, Martin Stumble. First things first, though, straight to our guests. I'll be a gent, and I think Ozzy will be a gent. We let our Leeds United fan, since he got spanked yet again by the Gunners. Mick Farmer, how are you?
All
Outnumbered, but
good,
we'll take it
all good,
easy on you.
all good. It's a bit
Great
like
to have you on.
it's a bit like going to a funeral.
We won't keep it so downbeat, don't worry,
Yeah.
Mick. There'll be a few high points in every.
I kind of half expected it a little bit, but not as that much as spanking. And we didn't play well at all. Like, didn't think Arsenal were brilliant, but he's obviously were much better than us. But I thought Arsenal were a bit like you don't really had the two chances in the first half, maybe three. Thought the goals we gave away from a Leeds perspective were shocking. Like the first goal, it was a foul throw originally, but we still should have defended the cross in. It was a bad soft goal. The second was an OG. So we just, from a Leeds point of view, the goals for us were bad, but we were outplayed, outclassed. You know yourself. It
There'll
was
be
just,
plenty to discuss, Mick. We'll dig into that in a few
I
moments'
know the
time.
quality. You can see the difference in the quality. Like our team was what I think it was 100 million. I don't know what Arsenal's squad costs a lot more anyway, but. You could see it. We looked afraid. We just looked kind of like it was a very defensive setup. I thought Farke played as well. We were playing, Gourav, and he had Aaronson playing on the outside of Lewin. And Lewin didn't really have anybody to be winning headers off and things like that. It was a little bit on the defensive sort of thought. I thought we might have went for it a bit more being at Elland Road. We didn't park the bus around, but we just didn't play well. We were outclassed, you
We'll
know.
dig into that
But
review in plenty of time, plenty to discuss, and plenty of points to pick out. I'm also joined by David Sims from the Costa Rica jungle. How are you, pal?
Did something last night I've never done before. I recommend none of you do it. Anybody listening, I went to a sweat lodge with the local indigenous people and felt like Jim Morrison drinking peyote tea, and I was in there for 2 hours. So I'm drinking lots and lots of tequila just to fill that back in. But yeah, I'm having a time. But listen, I'm on my way back. I'm counting the clock down now, so I can't wait to come back for this run-in because it's going to be electric, and I'm match fit for sure.
Certainly are, David. You're showing signs, no fatigue, Henry. Getting that gurgle down you. I'm also joined by Carl Ozzie Osborne. I can't remember the last time he was on, so I'm going to pass it over to you, Ozzie. Welcome back. Kai Havertz is back, so you're back. How are you?
It was the last time Kai Havertz came back, I think, before the injury. But yeah, no, not as exciting as coming back from a sweat lodge. But no, it's certainly good being back. Let's get into it, shall we?
Yeah, it's an exciting times ahead. Of course, 14 games to go, and still in four competitions for the Gunners. We'll crack into our match review. So, of course, match week 24 on Saturday, 21st of January. Leeds nil, Arsenal 4. Martin Zubimendi got the opener. Carl Darlow with the OG for the second. Victor Gyökeres with the third, and of course Gabriel Jesus wrapped it up with a superb fourth. The Arsenal lineup on the day was David Raya in goal. Our backline consisted of Jurrien Timber, Gabriel, Saliba, and Kepa made our backline. Rice, Zubimendi, Havertz in midfield, Madueke, Gyökeres, and Trossard up front. And off the bench came Martin Odegaard, Gabriel Jesus, Ricardo Calafiori, Gabriel Martinelli, and Ebi Reggie Eze. Martin, of course, Bukayo Saka got injured before kickoff with a slight hip injury, but Nani Madueke certainly made up for that. A suitable replacement and the one and only, as I call it on the day. Sorry for the cheesy line. Stats on the day: 49% to Leeds, 51% to the Gunners. On target, 1 for Leeds, 8 for the Gunners. Corner kicks, 4 to Leeds, 12 to Arsenal. 10 fouls to Leeds, 7 to Arsenal. And shots wise, 3 to Leeds United and 14 for the Gunners. Arsenal
Jesus.
scored four or more goals in a Prem away game versus Leeds for the fifth time. The giant Moses side has scored 4+ goals away to a specific opponent, along with Chelsea at Spurs and Man United at Bolton. Only Viktor Gyökeres has hit more Premier League goals for Arsenal this term, 6, than the own goals profited from, 5. Viktor Gyökeres with 6, own goals 5, Trossard with 5, Saka with 4, Zubimendi, Declan Rice, Eze and Moreno all on 4. Donnyin Farke's Leeds suffered only their second defeat in their last 11 Premier League games, 1-3, drew 6, with yesterday's defeat bringing an end to their 5-game unbeaten run at Elland Road. Next match for the Gunners will be, of course, for the evening against Chelsea at home, Carabao Cup semi-final, second leg, 3-2 up from the first leg, 8 p.m. So get a bar seat early. We're on the road to Wembley. I'll probably put the mockers on that and we won't be doing a review show come Wednesday. Viktor Gyökeres has scored 4 goals in 6 games in all competitions, 2 in the Champions League, 1 in the Carabao Cup, and 1 in the Premier League. So he's in, you could say, red hot form over the last few weeks. I'm going to go in terms of the goals. A quality cross from Nani Madueke for the first one. I did standing in for Bukayo Saka, but I'm not worried at all when Madueke steps in. The quality that he's brought, you know, what a replacement to bring on when you don't have Saka. And the cross inside the box was just inch perfect for Martin Zubimendi, and he couldn't place the header any better past Darlow. Didn't think Darlow had any chance. The second goal, a superb corner kick from Madueke again. Probably could have even been going in, to be honest, the way he took it.
It's been credited to him, Johnny.
It has been a credit, has it?
Yeah, it's Madueke
been a
goal.
credit. Yeah, I thought.
Save the blushes. Save the blushes of the
Right,
goalkeeper from Leeds.
we won't even say Darlow scored an OG there. Well
No,
done,
it sounds
Madueke.
better, doesn't
So that's been ironed up.
Him and Lewin got into his way, I think.
Yeah, I think that sounds a lot better, though. We'll give that
It
goal to
doesn't sound as
Madueke.
bad as
He
an
takes a
OG,
bad
nah.
look off Darlow. The third goal, of
OG's going to
course.
be gutted. OG's going to be gutted, isn't
Yeah,
he?
his stats are not down. He costs a
I
fortune as
know.
well.
Golden
Don't
boot.
put
Let's
any
go for a
media
golden.
down anyone's t-shirt.
Jesus. I've got it on the back of my shirt.
How dare you, Dave? I told you not to get that on your shirt till 7 p.m. this evening. The third goal, Madueke dragged out stroke from the back for Leeds, and his cross inside the box was, I have to say, poor marking by Joe Roden on Viktor Gyökeres. Gyökeres
Yeah,
got uses fence.
Bogle was very good. Caught goal, got wrong side of
Wrong
marking
side
it
as
out.
well, yeah. And the
Yeah,
fourth
he's
goal,
caught
of
the wrong
course,
goal side. Yeah,
it was
offside.
just
I got wrong side.
a piece of quality from Gabriel Jesus for the fourth goal, and he's in red hot form since he come back from injury.
Yeah.
That's 4 goals in 12 games now, if I'm correct there. The updated table, lads, as it stands, top four. Arsenal 24 played with 53 points, with City and Villa all dropping points yesterday. It stands as it was. City in second with 47, Villa in third with 46, and United 3 from 3 under Carrick with 41 points. United fans are saying there's a late title charge, but there's probably more chances of a meteor hitting Old Trafford than that happening. But there's optimism for you. I know to come straight to Mick Farmer since he's our
Yeah.
guest, lads. What was your take? As you said in the previous show, Mick, it was vital, Mick, sorry, Leeds. They had to get the first goal.
Yeah.
Ampadu had a good shot that just went over the bar. What was your take on the 90 minutes as a Leeds fan, Mick?
Yeah, well, it was kind of like a little what I did expect, but I thought we would have went for a little bit more. We wouldn't say we parked the bus, but we just every time we had the ball, we just looked a bit nervous, scared. I don't know what it was. Well, obviously, we're playing against Arsenal, one of the best teams, the best team in the league, one of the best teams in Europe. We just looked a little bit scared. We set up a bit too defensive. We didn't even start playing well the second half. So he brought on Okafor the second half. We started to play a little bit better. And I just think, I don't know, it was very disappointing, the whole performance. I thought the goals we gave away from a Leeds perspective, obviously not from an Arsenal, were shocking. They were just terrible, especially the first two, you know. And like the marking from Strout for the fourth goal, the marking from Rodon and Boga for the third goal, the OG, what we thought was an OG. And then the fourth goal, I suppose it was a great header, but Darlow didn't really have a chance. But we should have stopped the cross as a, you know, looking from a Leeds perspective. But yeah, I was just disappointed. I would have liked to see Tanaka maybe to start, or even Longstaff Tanaka to start, and maybe Okafor. I think we looked like Aronson, he's a workhorse, he works great, but he's playing a kind of off Lewin as a centre, like a second, like a midfielder, right side midfielder, left side midfielder, but like a second centre forward, and he just doesn't have it what Nemecha has, and Nemecha's out injured. So we just looked a little bit, we couldn't get over our own half, basically, you know what I mean? It was hard watch for as a Leeds fan, it was a hard watch for us, you know. It was just, Like I said, I think our season won't be defined on games against the likes of
No,
Arsenal. It'd be like
no.
Forest on Friday night. We've got
Yeah,
a
that's a
massive
big
game
one.
against Forest now Friday. We're level on points with them. We've better
Yeah.
goal difference. So they're the kind of games I think that we'll have to pick up points. Your Forest, your Brighton, your Burnleys, as I said to you on Saturday, those kind of teams, we'll be, that's where we're going to pick up. Sunderland, we've Sunderland at home coming up as well. And we Chelsea away next week as well, which is going to be, it's going to be tough, but I think our, we have some good home games coming, which are winnable. Brentford as well,
Yeah.
Wolves, with Wolves at home. So I think, we're a little bit too close to where the bottom is for my liking, but we have some games that are winnable coming up. But like I was very flattened on Saturday. I kind of expected to lose. I did say to you 3-1 maybe Arsenal, but not with a better performance than that. It was disappointing,
Yeah, I thought
Arsenal are brilliant though.
the challenge by Joe Roden and Mick on Gyökeres that led to Ampadu's strike that just went over the crossbar. I thought those would have stoked a bit of a fire in Leeds, when you got all those tackles in. But it just after that strike from Ampadu, Arsenal just took kind of control of the game, didn't we? And just we kept the home crowd very quiet. And when you keep the Leeds fans quiet,
I
you're
thought the
in for
Leeds
a
fans
tenner.
got more noisier the more goals
Yeah.
Arsenal were getting. I thought the louder Leeds fans were kind of getting, to be honest
Yeah.
with you.
Were
They
you
seen at the
disappointed with
more
his tactics, Mick? Do you think he got that wrong
a
fairly?
little bit defensive.
Yeah.
It's because it was Arsenal too. We went a bit defensive, but we're at home. We should be going for it a bit more,
Going for
It was
yeah.
great banter with the. I was watching some TikTok videos. Great banter between the Leeds fans and the Arsenal fans. It was good banter. They were pretty loud both of them, But like I say, we had nothing else to do but sing, really,
Yeah, look,
But it's
you won
disappointing.
that
But
one,
like
didn't you?
Arsenal outclassed us. You get the
Yeah.
Declan Rice pulling all the strings in midfield, and we just
Yeah.
looked a bit like
Just
Gurev's very
too flat.
defensive. So
Yeah.
we were he was he passes the ball across and back a lot and stroking. We're missing Bial big time. He's the other
He's a
centre
huge
half. He should
loss.
be in there. We're missing him and
Yeah.
Rodon and Strouk. Sometimes they can be caught in no man's land at two of them. Like that's for one of the goals.
Yeah.
That's what happened. Both
Yeah.
looking at the ball,
I
Oh, stop! Heartbreaking. Had a
have to
few
say,
beers Saturday to drown the sorrows. Anyway, it was just
yeah,
a
and look,
bit.
there's nothing like a few drinks to wash memories
Just
get
to kind of
away.
drown the sorrows.
I
Only
think,
had a couple,
not
like,
being
but.
disrespectful, Mick, but I think Leeds are kind of used to being beaten by four more goals by Arsenal now, the fifth time in a
Lately,
row. But
yeah, that's 9-0. That's nine. But it was a
that's nine
slightly
goals,
better
yeah.
performance than August in the Emirates,
Was,
but it wasn't much better. Kind of
yeah.
came into it the first 15 minutes, I think, of the second half, and then we just once a third goal went in,
Just game over,
that
yeah.
was game over. Yeah, disappointing, but well done, Arsenal. They were the better team by a mile, and we just, like I say, our season won't be defined on those playing Man United and Liverpool's and all Chelsea. It'll be.
Yeah.
Forests and Brentfords and Wolves and Sunderland. Hopefully, we pick up points there and we stay safe. And next year, we'll have a better season once we can stay in the league.
It might
Hopefully,
be, I know
just want to stay in the league. That's all, John.
it's transfer
Just want to stay
deadline
in.
day, but we definitely have the best signing in the house, Carl Ozzie Osborne. It's been a while since we've heard your thoughts, Carl. But what a four show back, 4-0 against Leeds at Elland Road. Never an easy ground to go to, Carl. But a top performance by the Gunners, wasn't it? Professional display.
I think, yeah, professional is a key word there. I think when you look at the fixture going into this, it was a sort of media spin on it. It was a banana skin. It was a potential, is a hard place for us to go to. And then it's that quickly changed to Arsenal should be winning that after we got the result. But I do find, going to Elland Road, I was really nervous about this. I think how down I was after leaving the Emirates on Sunday, because it was a tough defeat to swallow, wasn't it,
Yeah,
against
it was.
United.
Yeah.
I know we had Wednesday night in between, but that was a kind of nothing game, but nonetheless it gave us a bit of momentum back, I suppose. But then we went to Elland Road and absolutely had an upset written all over it for me as an Arsenal fan, so I was worried about going there, but yeah, it was professional, and I think this shows that what the Arsenal team, what Mikel Arteta's brought in. We've done this several times this season. We've had a knock and we've just dusted ourselves off and got straight back on it again. And I think we've demonstrated that. And that's the difference between this team, I think, and what we've seen in previous seasons. I think it was really interesting seeing Kai Havertz being brought into a team. I
Yeah.
think that changed it. I do, one of the questions I've got really for the other Arsenal fans on this, would Mourinho have started if he had been fit? Because I think having that Kai Havertz playing in that game, starting that game, I think the physicality was really important, because I think we was always going to get it's what you know. Leeds have got to play to their strengths, aren't they? They're a big size, strong side, and they're going to try and out-muscle us. And I think, you know what, Arsenal didn't let them do that. I don't think they let them do that as
No,
such.
he didn't let us bully them. Yeah, that's right.
No, and I think Mourinho, if Mourinho was fit, I think he might have started that. I don't know if it had been too soon if Havertz come back into it, but I don't think we had much choice. But that bringing Havertz in sort of changed the shape of the team. Rice was a bit deeper. Zubimendi was allowed to flow a bit, and I don't know if that was a decision that he made there because of the mistake he made against United, giving a bit more freedom, not so much pressure on him. And he just sort of changed the shape of the team, and I think that really suited Arsenal. I think like Mick said, but part of the bus. I think you absolutely went there with that ability to sort of try and park the bus and try and play the low block, which we've kind of had all season really. Every team at home and away, we seem to get that, and that kind of explains the corners. And I know you've covered this in other pods before when I've listened, but that's the chaos it creates. That's why we get so many corners, and there's
It's
a
the
massive
chaos.
media spin. It's a massive media spin on that, set piece again, set piece FC and stuff like that. But the only reason we do that is because people are playing low blocks against us constantly. So
Constantly,
they play the low block against us, so we're going to constantly bombard that. And then you're going to get corners, and then the more corners you get, the likely you score. You've covered it before, but it's not rocket science. It really isn't. But that's what I took a lot of heart from that. The way the midfield changed shape. It's gutting to hear about Mourinho picking up that injury. I don't think we're going to see him for the rest of the
No.
season, or might do towards the end. But I think a timely comeback from Havertz, if he can stay fit, I think that for me that gives us a really good option because we needed that physicality, and it was never going to be easy against Leeds. And I know we're talking about a 4-0, but it wasn't easy. It wasn't an easy 4-0.
I don't
There
think
were
the
times
result
in that
really
second half.
reflected how
It
we
does.
had to grind it out as well, as he hit it on the nail. Like, it was two goals in either half, but until we got that third goal, there was always that chance if Leeds got back in it. You'd kind of be, I wouldn't say worry, but with not winning in the previous three Premier League games, there was that's going to give the players a huge lift of confidence, isn't it? To get back on winning track again.
Yeah, and that's it. Look, I've seen easier 4-0, let's put it that way. And I do think, Leeds did put us under the cosh at the start of that second half. And I think, yeah, there's, but then I suppose the way you've got to look at it from Leeds United point of view, when there's 2-3 past you, certainly when the third one went in, kind of why put that effort in? Just try and keep damage limitation, isn't it? I think the word is I'm looking
Exactly.
for.
Yeah, spot on. Yeah.
But yeah, just very briefly covering,
Yeah.
Gyökeres. I know he's had a lot of stick,
Yeah.
and yet, he it was good to see an open play goal from him. I think Martinelli's cross was absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah,
I
it was,
think
yeah.
doing that, he put it on a plate for him. We just want to see more of that, don't we, against top opposition? And I don't mean that disrespectful, Mick, but I think we want to see that in the big games. The top six I'm talking about. We want to see him starting showing a bit of form like that in the top six. But great to see Jesus back, and you covered that as well. Jesus's goal, that was the Jesus of old when we first
Was,
signed
wasn't
him.
it?
It reminded me of that, when he just everything he done just turned to gold. And if he can just get that bit of form. Well, he's got that bit of form back. Absolutely, I think it's a great, it's great performance from him when he came on, a bit of cameo as well. Yeah, I don't want to take all the talking points, but I think Odegaard being dropped, a lot of people sort of played on that as well. And was he dropped, or was it a tactical move to strengthen that middle? And I think that's a question I'll put to the others, so I'll shut up talking now. But I think that's also a point for debate, really. Was Odegaard dropped, or was it a tactical move to be a bit more physical in the middle? Because I know my opinion on that, but I'll give that in a bit. But good performance, solid professional. You went through the stats there. We had plenty of shots on target, but yeah, I think for Leeds United, I think they've had a great season. And full respect to that. And I was worried about going there, just because we won 4-0. Like I say, it wasn't as easy as that. And I think Leeds are going to be all right this season if they
Hopefully.
carry it. I think they will be. But don't get me wrong. You beat Chelsea. Beat Chelsea, and
3-1, yeah.
you beat Crystal Palace. You just brought them
Incredible
up to another
draws against Liverpool
level
home
against
and
United,
away.
and United as
Yeah.
well. Yeah,
Yeah. Yeah.
I think they've had a fantastic season, and for us to go and get 3 points like that, when I left the Emirates, if someone had said to me, if we win to, if we win tomorrow night, you'd be 6 points clear in a cup final. That's not bad. That's not, it's, it changes everything, doesn't it? But
And then
yeah.
City Sports drawn 2-0 was a
That was a
bonus for you.
massive result.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have to say,
And
thanks
it's
very
a
much to
bonus.
Thomas Frank. There'll be another Ursul Cup going towards him, maybe even a Stanley Gold mug with the Dublin Ursul crest on it after that huge favour. David, you're sweating in the jungle there on the bench. We don't want you to be fatigued too longer. What was your take on a 4-0 spanking the Leeds?
It's very hard when you come on last, a bit like Match of the Day, isn't it?
I'm
When
leaving the best to you, David. I always.
everyone. So these are my notes. So they're going over there.
Don't be like that, David. I want to hear your analysis.
What I will say is, and we'll go back to Mick when we talked about this on the preview show, and the listeners will remember. And if you haven't watched that show, watch it because this is a great way of having how we review and then we preview and review shows. It really explains it.
It
And
goes,
it's great having an opposing fan on. I told you then that we would win 4-1. And I'll be
Yeah,
honest
spot
with
on.
you, and I've written it down. I wanted to say 4-0, but I was being kind by giving you a one. And I thought you might have a chance. And I really think you were going to score in that game. At any point during that game, I thought you were going to score because I felt that you're putting yourself down there because I thought Leeds, yeah. You're playing against, I take my Arsenal shirt off for a minute, but you're playing against one of the best teams in the world at the moment. And, I think you were good. The crowd was amazing. They kept behind that team. We've been away to some grounds and they just shut up. All I was getting was messages from my mates saying, we need to shut this crowd up. We need to shut this crowd up. And every time we scored a goal, you guys started singing louder, which you picked up on. And it's absolutely right. It was the right time for Arsenal. As Ozzy said, everybody was gutted. They literally had their hearts ripped out in the United game, and the players feel it, and they wanted to go and do it. And I'll be honest with you, I thought when it was four, I thought it's suddenly going to be seven here. I thought we were just going to go for it. Look at the subs that we brought on. I mean, you didn't really stand a chance. Look at that
No.
bench. You read out the names before, Jonathan.
I agree with
I
you.
mean,
I agree.
every single one of those players would get in any Premier League team in
Start
the
at
Premier
11.
League now, right?
Yeah,
Starting
100%,
at 11. That's the quality we have. What I want to do is I want to pick up just quickly two things in the game that we probably haven't talked about. That was, I thought it was end to end in the first 15, 20 minutes. I was very nervous. But then on the 23rd minute, we started to really probe you and we got corner after corner after corner. And then sure enough, 4 minutes later, we score the first goal. And then we just kept on going. And I think there is a little bit of a, and Ozzy picked up on this as well, and it's been picked up in the media. It's like, why do we play set piece? Why do we go for corners? Why, this low block thing. But also, I think the Leeds guys, the defenders, it's been given to Madueke, but the panic, wasn't an Arsenal player anywhere near your goalie, right? The panic, the mental panic
We
that we
blocked our
have of
own
this.
goalkeeper. We were blocking our own
Exactly,
goalkeeper,
exactly. The mental panic that Arsenal have, this amazing ability to score from corners, and the way that Rice can, I mean, Rice has got to be one of the best deliverers of a corner in world football. He can score without anyone even, just bang, goes in, right? Madueke, I thought he was outstanding in that game. To come in, to only be told 15 minutes before kickoff that you're on, mate, right?
What a
And he
player to
admitted
bring
after.
on, yeah.
Yeah, and he admitted afterwards in post interview that he'd never had that before in his game, in his experience to be called on at that late, right? And it shows the mentality that Arteta is putting within the team, and it shows the quality that can come in. Havertz, it was great having him back, having him starting. Him and Gyökeres were playing almost like two up front to begin with, which was causing new problems. Overall, Havertz had a sort of a quiet game. He got taken off. It was sort of like we've got to bring him back slowly, But then to take Havertz off and bring on that quality of players, we just galvanized and went again. Overall, 4-0. I don't think it flat. It's a 4-0. I mean, people would think that we absolutely blitz you. I don't think we did. We got a couple of corners. We got a couple of set plays. But you started incredibly fast in the second half. You had me worried. I mean, you
First
literally
15
came out.
minutes, yeah.
Yeah, you came out and you get one back and the doubters and the thing and the threat and whatever. And I'll say it again, and I'm repeating it like a broken fixed record here. We are learning, Arsenal are learning every single game that we play, right? And this was a tricky game to go to. And we've come out with flying colours. And we've been through such a different difficult period. And hopefully, with our helps of our brothers and sisters up the road at that crap stadium up the road, pulling something out, which I literally was completely shocked. I mean, Thomas Frank is a silver member. Arsenal boys are on a bender. There's no question about that. But we've still got 42 points to win. There's 14 games. Anything can happen. And I'll say this now. I know that Jonathan was messaging me and getting very excited, and Sky News in particular have come out and said that, we've won the league, and there's no point anybody watching it anymore, and and
Let's stay
questioning.
humble now. Let's stay humble.
No, I know, but what's happening here is the narrative is now spinning around, isn't it? Because they're trying to put as much pressure on
Yeah,
Arsenal as
they want us to
possible
trip up.
to
Yeah,
say, yeah, you've won it. You've won it. Look at them,
Still
and
only
if they
February,
I
David,
was
isn't
only
it?
thinking that last
No,
night, match of the
still
day
only
two.
February.
Danny Murphy says, I'll give Arsenal the league now, it's over. But
I know.
there was that slight grin on his face that he'd love us to trip up at the same time,
Yeah, it's
that would,
disgusting, right? It's like,
Redknapp
before the
said it
game,
too, yeah.
yeah, that's
Yeah,
right, that's
before,
right.
I mean, yeah, well, I mean, I don't know why Jamie Redknapp, I mean, I should be on Sky TV. I've got better credentials than Jamie Redknapp. Before Sky News, before TalkSport and Sky News, back to back, good old Jamie O'Hara, who I do quite like because I think he's mental. He should be in a straitjacket when he's doing his shows. He was going on about no strikes, no goals. We haven't got a striker. We don't score goals. They were going through our, OG is our greatest goal
Yeah,
for
they
and all
keep
of
going
this
on
sort of
about
stuff, right?
this. Yeah.
And then just look, we go to Elland Road and we win 4-0.
Yeah.
It is 42 games to go. What I'm loving here is I don't care about the 6 points. Last week it was 7 points, then it was four, and everybody was just in blood pressure was going crazy. It could even be 10 by the end of next weekend if we beat Sunderland and Liverpool, do the business,
There,
right?
David, just to
Or
cut
no, you
across
know.
you, you're on about blood pressure. Ozzy had to shave his hair off because he can't deal with it. What will happen if Arsenal grow up come May?
I did have hair when we started going for titles. That's a fact, David. That is a fact.
Oh my
I think
God. Oh
it's true
God.
what
Okay.
David's saying, though, but I think they're just trying to put pressure on Arsenal by saying what
Do
they're
you feel
saying.
that,
Yeah.
Mick,
Big
as
point.
a
It's only the
neutral?
2nd of
Yeah.
February, isn't it? 2nd of February?
Yes,
Yeah,
it is.
exactly.
Yeah, what
There's
they're just
still a
trying to
long
put
way to
pressure
go,
on.
though, isn't there? I think, as David says, he said this on numerous shows, and as he probably agree as a gooner, Paul Merson has said this numerous times. If you get to the last 10 games after the next international break in March, you can start dreaming then, can't you, if you're in a good
Yeah,
position like this?
no, but
Yeah.
just to finish
Yeah,
my
go
point
ahead,
that I
then.
was
Yeah.
on.
Yeah.
Right, so we're 6 points now. It could be 9 points, right? I
Yeah.
don't care about the points. The points, there's 42 points up, right? So
Yeah.
being 9 points ahead means nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing. Don't look, gooners, don't look at the points. Don't even look at the table. We've stayed top. We've been top for ages, right? But look at the quality and look at the performance and look at the focus and the depth of our squad and the way we play. And look at us, and then compare ourselves directly to our opponents, who are Villa and City at the moment, and probably will remain to be,
Yeah.
right? Villa injury and they're falling apart. City do not have the killer. They don't have the killer anymore.
Yeah,
They're
they
not
don't, do
going
they
to be able
not?
to sustain it, I don't believe, for another 14 games and not
No, I
make
don't think so. I
losses,
agree with
right?
you. Yeah,
I think you're spot on there, David, because this is a
yeah.
different Man City we're looking at here.
It is,
This is a
yeah. Yeah.
different City, that,
Yeah.
but completely different beast to what we've had in previous seasons
Yeah.
chasing. And
They
I
don't
think
have
you've
that
hit the nail
cohesive
on the head.
force, don't they? Since De Bruyne and Cove left, they're trying to replace player, not like for like players, like where we've gone about signing young players but of quality and are gelling quite immediately. There's a huge difference. Like when you see them signing players like Marquis and Semenyo, you never would have thought that years ago under Guardiola, would you?
Yeah, no, you wouldn't. But also, it's like anything. I know they've come from the Premier League, but they're coming to Man City, and it's a panic buy and it's
Panic
a
buy,
panic fill in
yeah.
to try and get them over the line, right? But let's not talk about Man City because you've got my thoughts. But what I'm saying is that tomorrow night we play Chelsea, and that is a huge game, and I'm expecting a full team. I will pray, and I want you all to pray, and including you, Nick, Mick, if you can, that David Raya starts that game,
He
right?
has to,
Because we
Dave.
need
He
him.
has to.
We need him, right?
Let's hope a few Chelsea players get injured because we have them next Tuesday too.
Yes, exactly. Well, we're gonna run them down
Get
for you.
stuck
Don't
into
you worry
them.
about that.
A
We
few
will
Johnny
do, and we
Giles
will do.
tackles, and they will sort that
Few
out.
Johnny Jonathan Giles tackles.
Exactly. We'll do that job for you. But you know, the thing is that the way it will lift the team, if we can get to that semi-final, and then we've got the final coming up early in March, and I've talked about this. There is a week in March, the 15th of March, we play Everton at home. Then we've got a Champions League at home on the Wednesday, and hopefully a cup final on the Sunday. That is a defining week, right? Because we can continue at the top and beat Everton, hopefully. Then we can play the Champions League in the second leg at home, and then get through to the quarters, and then we can pick up our first trophy against probably Man City. The way that, I mean, Man City will just be picking up their tents and fucking off because they will have had enough by then, right?
I
They
think
will
so.
just, we will be. And these are the crucial things. And, you know, we talk about Man City and, you know, we just did about this, not the same team. These are still the same teams. They've still got the same managers. They still mean the same. They still had it. They still stopped us winning the league over the last few. And I want to win this league, but I want to win it with some flair, but also by beating these teams. And we've got a massive game against Man City coming up in April. And yeah, we just need to be positive and keep probing and keep up there. And
One game at a time, Dave, I reckon. One game at
exactly.
a time,
One
yeah.
game at a time.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's not good when you hear about, you know, Saka's got a little bit of a hip injury. He should get minutes. Arteta told us early this morning that he's going to get minutes. He's fine. But Mourinho, these injuries, you don't want to have, we don't want to go in that situation where we're getting injuries to key players. I mean, we've got a good squad.
Yeah.
But even so, there's players that we want to have in our team, and also for the Champions League runs as
Yeah.
well.
I'd just like to mention, we've got less than 5 minutes, lads. I'd like to go to Mick Farmer briefly on
Yeah.
this one, since it's transfer deadline day. Were you disappointed that, I know Jürgen Strand Larsen were linked with heavily, Mick, he went to
Yeah.
Palace in the end. Were you disappointed that you didn't do any late transfer business in any key positions?
Yeah, a little bit. We got Buonanotte in there last week or 2 weeks
Yeah,
ago.
he's
It
a good
wasn't too
player.
bad. But I
Yeah.
suppose I got some young lad off Manchester United called Fletcher, but he's just gone straight into the youth team. So he's
Yeah,
not a
it's not
first
going to be
teamer. So
much use
no,
in that
I
sense.
kind of
Yeah.
it's typical Leeds. We never seem to get anybody in January. Every January it's always the same. There's not enough money
Yeah.
there. We don't need anybody, or we're okay. Or
Yeah.
every January we very rarely get anyone. Even Bielsa never got anyone in January. We just don't seem to bother. We seem to just plod along. You know what I mean? It
Yeah.
could cost us in the long run, unfortunately.
I think
And I
so,
don't
yeah.
think Strand Larsen was worth 50 million either.
No,
You know, one
he was
goal
looked, they were
in
going to sell him for 30 million, as Troy Deeney said last night.
crazy,
And Palace
crazy
were going to
money.
sign him for 48. That didn't make
Yeah.
much sense to me, I have to say.
So I think I'm glad when Leeds pulled it. But if they have the money there, Leeds, they could have
You
maybe
do.
trying to get another one or two in.
Yeah.
You know, just to strengthen, because Nemeth's injured. Lewin can be injury prone, as
Hot
you
and
know.
cold. Yeah, he can.
Yeah, and
Yeah.
he hasn't
Yeah.
scored for a good few games now.
Yeah.
So I worry that we're going to just stumble over the line.
Yeah.
Like, I'd be happy to finish 17th and just stay in the Premier
Just
League, and
stay
we
in the
can
Premier
build and build
and
and build
rebuild
over the next
again.
few years. Whereas we're
100%.
getting the stadium renovated now from next season, and if we go down, that might not happen.
Yeah.
So we need to stay in the Premier League. So I'm just praying and praying. Like I said, Dave, I'm trying to take it one game at a time. You know, looking focused on Friday now against Forest,
Yeah, massive
and
game.
then Chelsea is next Tuesday. So just get think about get. We have to beat Forest. We just have
Yeah.
to beat Forest.
It's a massive
We're at
six
home.
pointer.
It's Elland Road. It's a 6-pointer. Yeah,
Yeah,
we
it's a
have to
massive
beat it.
game.
And he has to go more offensive. He has to
He has
maybe
to go
drop
for it.
Aronson,
Yeah,
put
he does.
Okafor in. Yeah, drop
Yeah.
Gourav and maybe stick Tanaka in. He has to just go for it. We
Yeah.
can't be sitting back. We're at home. We got to beat Notts Forest.
Yeah.
You know,
Yeah.
they struggle. They
Yeah.
struggle a little bit. They have a few injuries for us. I think they have two or three injuries now
They do,
after
yeah.
yesterday's game against Palace. And so I'm praying and praying and praying that we get something
That's
back.
all we
Well,
can do. I'd just
Mick
like to
also at the
mention
end of
as
the
well,
sorry,
Dave's
sorry, Dave.
Alexander Zinchenko, officially now an Ajax player, Ozzie and David. Do you think that's a good move for him to, you know, kind of relight his career, maybe?
It's a great move for him, isn't it? He's
Yeah.
going to flourish there, isn't he? I love Zinchenko. I thought
I
what he
like him,
came in,
yeah.
he did a job for us, didn't he?
Yeah.
He came. Don't forget when he came to us, we needed, you know, that season that inverted left fullback kind of fit to Mikel Arteta's plans. He was one of probably the first we saw doing it, and I think he's just got to a stage where you know the quality's just got better and better and better, and I don't think he'll get the game time he wants, but he's an absolute legend of a man. I think he's brilliant.
Yes, he joins Takahiro Tomiyasu, of course, who went to Ajax as well, and not so long ago. So I think Ajax, we all know the great players that have come out of there, and I think I think that's a good career move for Zinchenko, and wish him the best. Of course, with a minute remaining, I'd like to thank my guests, Carl Coy Osborne. Thank you for coming back after injury. It's great to have you back for the final 3.5 months. Great for having you on. Also to David Sims, who's got a good pair of cojones, as Clyde Delaney says on him. And also to Mick Farmer, I'd like to wish you for the best of the season, Mick. Thanks for
Yeah.
coming on
Best
both
of
our
luck, lads,
shows.
for the rest of the season. Hope he's winning the
Yeah,
league.
Andrew,
Make
Andrew.
sure you win
And after Mick saying that, we'll probably fall on our face come March, but I'm not saying anything.
the
Catch
league.
our
One
show
game at a
on
time. One game at a time.
Dublin Arsenal YouTube channel and also on Spotify is where you can catch our show. So until our Chelsea review on Wednesday evening, come on, you Gooners, and have a great evening, lads. And
Thanks,
thanks
lads.
for
All the
this.
best.
Thank you.
All the best.
Yeah,
Take care.
yeah. Take
All
care.
the best.
Cheers.
Bye bye.
Thank you to Ozzy Osbourne. He's truly alive.